5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
In Baltimore, I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but it is not a search for bridge collapse survivors.
At this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
So Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth says it's a recovery mission now for 6 construction workers who were on the Key Bridge when a cargo ship collision brought it crashing down. Why is still a big question. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy just told Fox.
We've seen the reports about power issues. We do need to verify that. We do have the voyage data recorder right now.
Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from Baltimore. This is also a big deal this morning.
The voice transmission with the dispatch of the Maryland Transportation Authorities after that Mayday call went out. They're hailing those individuals as heroes because they stopped the traffic and saved countless lives on this bridge by stopping cars from coming onto it at 1:30 in the morning.
While the U.S. and Israeli relations are strained over the war in Gaza, Israel's dealing now with militants at its northern border.
Hezbollah says 3 of its members were killed in Israeli airstrikes in northeast Lebanon. Israel says its aircraft attacked Hezbollah in response to a rocket attack. The Iran-backed group in turn claims to have launched dozens more rockets at an Israeli border town. One man's reported to have died as a result.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A controversial Texas border law remains blocked by an appeals court ruling this morning.
Texas Senate Bill 4 would make it a crime to cross the Texas-Mexico border between points of entry. It allows police to question and arrest anyone believed to have entered Texas through Mexico illegally who does not have immigration status. The Department of Justice says the law runs afoul of the federal government's authority over immigration and will lead to racial profiling.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Somebody's life changed overnight in New Jersey, winning a fortune. The $1.1 billion Mega Millions jackpot, the 8th largest U.S. lottery prize of all time. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
What will the Supreme Court do this time? We may not find out until June when it rules on the next big abortion case, a challenge to the FDA's approval of an abortion pill now more commonly used.
The Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine sued the FDA, saying their rule changes making it easier to get abortion drug mifepristone violated the law. But Supreme Court justices like Elena Kagan heavily questioned the group's attorney Aaron Hawley about whether the group even had standing or proper legal cause to sue. Hawley said, yeah, one client, a doctor, had to perform a procedure on a woman after she'd taken mifepristone.
She herself performed that.
That is correct.
And did she have an opportunity to object? Did she object?
No, Your Honor. Again, these are life-threatening situations.
The Biden administration's solicitor general argued the real harm here would be to the drug approval process and women if the justices do not side with the FDA. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
That last big Supreme Court abortion ruling gave states the right to ban abortions, which President Biden brought up campaigning in North Carolina.
Trump proudly says, quote, after 50 years with no one coming close, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade. That's his statement. You've seen it on television.
Now, former President Trump keeps claiming Democrats are trying to undermine his campaign with indictments and legal issues he calls election interference. In New York, less than 3 weeks before his first criminal trial is supposed to start, Judge Juan Merchan issued a gag order forbidding Trump comments about witnesses in the case or prosecutors or court staff or their families. The Trump campaign calls that unconstitutionally blocking his free speech rights. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blames the Manhattan District Attorney, telling Fox.
This is Alvin Bragg, who's the Democrat DA, is a George Soros DA. He was elected with millions from George Soros. And this is a partisan abuse of power.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise this morning after recent selling. Dow futures up more than 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign School Board meeting canceled after two of its members walked out. The two members, Amy Armstrong and Betsy Holder, objected to an agenda item that called for election of a new vice president. The board's former vice president, Jamar Brown, resigned earlier this month. City of Mahomet's named its first female deputy police chief. Sergeant Rebecca Goodwin began her duties. She has served as the Mahomet Police Force and community since 2006. She was promoted to sergeant 4 years ago. Mahomet Police Chief Michael Metzler says he knew she was prepared for her new role after seeing her work as sergeant. In collaboration with Credible Mind, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District launching a site where residents can check their mental health with a simple click of a button. Community health planner J.R. Lill explains that this is only the beginning of what's to come for the community. The project funded by a grant through the National Association of County and City Health Officials. You're up to date from the Stevie J. Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, good morning. It is ESPN 93.5. We have a big old smoker day, barbecue day.
Tim, we sure do.
Celebrating, well, what was going to be opening day baseball. Now it's combination opening day baseball and Sweet 16.
Yeah.
So here we go. We'll have some fun on the radio sharing with you way a world-class smoke barbecue-ologist, as Soyer likes to call him.
Exactly.
Weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Premier provider for all your home improvements, specializing in siding, window, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit kramersiding.com.
Well, what you seeing here on this big smoke? I wish you were here. You and Christine were down here to have some more barbecue.
Yeah, I tell you, I'd be there. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all rolled into one. Let me tell you, I could do that no problem at all. So, we'll have to get down there ASAP at some point. A little nippy out there this morning, but I'm sure the warmth of the company and the certainly cooker will do its thing. 34 over at Danville now, 32 at Rantoul, 31 by the time you hit the Kankakee, 33 at St. Louis, and 35 at the I-70 run. We're at 33 now. Whirling in Savoy, and the breeze is still rather stout out of the west-northwest, 15 miles per. Chills are in the lower 20s. We do have clearing kind of west of a Cedar Rapids, Columbia-Missouri line. They have frost and freeze all the way down to the Ozarks this morning. We're not out of the woods with that, and nor are we usually expected to be out of that till sometime into the middle and late portions of the month of April. But going forward, some milder days ahead, some wetter days over the back end of the holiday weekend, primarily so, and then early next week, and maybe another weather system late next week, but we get another uptick in temperatures as well, so the spring roller coaster continues on, including today. Clouds this morning, some breaks around lunchtime, but a partly sunny afternoon. Gusty west wind, 47. That's it, down to 28 tonight, but back up to 57 tomorrow. Sunshine and a southwest breeze. It will make the mid-60s on Good Friday with a partly sunny sky. Flirting with 70 with maybe a fleeting rain shower early and late today on Saturday. Easter Sunday, we think we're dry in the morning, early to mid-morning hours, and then maybe a little rain late in the day. The high at 62. A couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms. One day 67, 50s next Tuesday and Wednesday. Another round of some rainfall, and into the 60s we climb the second half of next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgen.
And an early edition, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, because Ed's got some highfalutin meeting with a judge today. He's a shaker, he's a baker, he's a dream maker, he is in the swamp. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund, best-selling author. Ed, what you got today?
Well, I'm just helping a client. We got a hearing out of Michigan, so they do it by Zoom, and I have to get off with you all before 8:30, but my time. But I also thought we'd better start Easter early. I mean, let's start the Easter joy early. I figure CBJ, you and I will complain, and Johnny will bring us back to the to the Lord. So that's what you can count on.
Well, Brother Johnny today is actually working on the Flash Pass because he's at Disney World, where he gets to ride all the rides with his grandkids. What's up, Johnny?
Well, we're having fun down here. All the kids have a little, it's just a stick with a little light on the end. It's really cool for only $70. And then that's extra.
Right.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Wait a minute. A stick with a light on it is $70? Really?
It's supposed to be a Harry Potter wand.
I got
a candle here at home I could give you for $7.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think they spent $7 on these ones, but yeah, well, they interact. And when you're at the when you're outside of the park, they're pretty much a stick. But anyway,
well, we were at the assembly hall years ago, 30 years ago, and they were selling
you know, helium balloons for $5, and it was, you know, kind of interesting to see all the kids crying when they accidentally let go of their balloons and floated to the ceiling.
Right.
Here goes $5 more.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's Brother Johnny and Ed Martin. Here we go with this announcement from Robert Kennedy Jr.
My fellow lawyer, a brilliant scientist, technologist, a fierce warrior mom, Nicole Shanahan.
That's his vice presidential pick. She's the former wife of Sergey Brin, who co-founded Google.
Mm-hmm.
So there's money to get on all the ballots. Ed, it appears the White House is freaking out about RFK ruining it for Joe Biden.
Well, and Donald Trump, just I think a few hours ago, put something up on his very lucrative Truth Social app and said that he's... you know, RFK Jr. is a radical left, but he's not his political enemy. He's Biden. I think that's what they think. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, as you point out, there's many things that you can do in politics, but none of them happen without money. And RFK Jr. and his super PAC were out of money. So if this woman has 10 or 15 or 20 or 50 or $100 million, it changes the dynamic. I mean, even more interesting to me in terms of the politics, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. went to the California Libertarian State Convention, and the Libertarian Party is on all 50 states and on territories of the ballot. So, if he was able to pull that off, he's on the ballot. It does get really complicated for the Biden administration or the Biden campaign to figure it out. But I don't know what to make of it yet. I really don't. I don't know. I've never seen the third party thing take off except back to Perot. And in that case, he was a spoiler, right? I mean, he knocked out George H.W. Bush in 92. So I don't know what to make of it yet, though. I thought it was an underwhelming announcement. I don't think the woman has a really, again, she's got $100 million or whatever, but she doesn't have a real reason that is different than him. So I don't know if it matters, but the money matters. So that's a big get for him.
Well, and don't, but you got to realize she has to have, you know, 10, 50, 100 million. To blow, Eddie, and that's a lot different than having it.
We'll see
if that really materializes into big money, but I would guess that she's ready to help fund it. But I got a question. Would you call RFK Jr. radical left? Because I wouldn't call him radical left.
Well, I think Donald Trump, who knows the power of words, is just giving something to his folks to talk about. No, I think he's, I think in many ways he's, yeah, you're right. I mean, he transcends on certain things. He seems more conservative. But look, on the number, on the hot button issues, abortion, for example, on the scope of the green scams, he's pretty far left on that stuff. But he, you know, the one thing he is clearly for, and I saw someone joking about it. You know, you can't doubt his sincerity when he says, "Don't trust the government." Not only has he spent most of his adult life suing the EPA for being in the tank for, you know, different, you know, interests, which is what he tries to prove. And the same thing with CDC and NIH. But, you know, he compellingly talks about how they killed his father and his uncle, and whether it was the CIA-led or CIA cover-up or whatever. I don't think many people dispute that something strange went on, and he's got a point. So I don't know how he fits in the spectrum. I do know, you know, he's going to whack the – I think the one danger for Trump is he's going to become the vax guy. And he's got space that's different than Biden or Trump that gives some people reason to say, you know, that thing was really evil and you made me have to do it, both of you. A pox on both your houses, pun intended.
Yeah, I think, though, that he'll draw the people that just can't vote for Trump but would vote for Biden. He's going to get all of those votes because it's somebody besides Biden you can vote for. And I think if he gets on the ballot, they're – well, they got to switch away from Joe, as we've been saying for 6 months. But so far, I haven't seen anything, Stevie.
Yeah, no, nothing really of substance. It's shocking to me that they're going to ride with Joe. But I got a kick out of hearing your buddy down there in New Orleans, James Carville, Johnny, talk to said Joe Biden's campaign's like accidentally seeing your grandmother undress. He said you can't get the image out of your head. Only James Carville would say see your grandmother naked. It's you can't get the image out of your head. I mean, what does that have impact? Is that just blowing smoke, or is he serious, Ed?
Well, no, I think the other thing he said, which is the Democrat Party is dominated by preachy women, which I, you know, that that's the old stereotype, the Karens of the world. I think a lot of, I think the secret of this, you know, everything could change, but the election was today. There's a whole bunch of African-American men, for example, that are sick of being preached at by liberal women, especially white women. But Carville's always interesting and always fun, but I got to disagree a little bit with Johnny. The Democrats come home. I mean, the Democrats come home. They don't have principles. I mean, so they come home to their guy. And so Obama, the news out of Politico this morning, which is meant to, always Politico is assuring the left that it's going to be okay. Obama is in constant contact now with Biden and his campaign and is making calls, including to the chief of staff of Biden, on how to move. They're going to campaign in the next couple of days together and how to move together. Look, that, they'll come home. And I think anyone who thinks, I think there'll be more principled conservatives and libertarians who think RFK is articulating something, you know, like a traditional American vision than the other two. Carville is always off the reservation, but I think the rest of them are coming home. They're using the fake because the State of the Union that he was energetic. He was hopped up on you know, meth. It was like watching the 1970s Philadelphia Phillies when they're hopped up on methamphetamine and they come out and do run around that AstroTurf field at Veterans Stadium. And yet they're all saying, oh well, he's fine now. He's got energy. It's gonna be great.
Eddie, there's a classical book called You Can't Come Home Again. And I think we're at that point with Joe.
Maybe.
And so I don't think that if it's Joe Biden, they're going to come home. There's no home there. I mean, come on.
It's the Tavern's Toying phone line, Brother Johnny, Ed Martin, early edition on this Wednesday morning, ESV on 93.5. Ronald McDaniel, fired by the RNC, now fired by NBC. Ed, apparently the five personalities just went berserk that they would dare to hire her. And so who's running that ship over there, you think?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you guys, I should have a meeting of the fired contributors. I myself was hired by CNN, and I was fired because three or four African-American and one Hispanic women, all women, complained that they didn't like me. And I told the vice president of CNN, I said, they don't like that I beat their ass on TV every couple of days. So Ronna McDaniel, I don't think, was going to be particularly a great voice for the Republican Party. She wasn't a particularly good chairman, in my opinion. But it is comical. I mean, it's so fun to watch that the NBC higher-ups thought they could hire someone who was on record saying January 6th was not an insurrection and that she worked to try to stop the steal. They hired her. They're going to end up paying her $1 million or more to go away. And yet all these holier-than-thou, sanctimonious people, if you can sit next to James Clapper on the set of NBC, the fraudulent guy who lied about the everything, the Russia hoax, but especially the Hunter Biden laptop, if you can sit next to that guy and now you claim, oh, my gosh, I cannot have Ronna McDaniel's voice. Nobody cares. America's so sick of these fake news outlets. It's not going to matter. But to their base, you know, Mika and Joe Scarborough are making millions of dollars talking to 20% of the preachy women in America that James Carville referenced.
Yeah, but Eddie, are they getting enough, you know, viewers to pay for that? Or are they just doing a political movement from CNN? I mean, are they paying for those shows? Are people watching them?
I mean, they've got enough of a model that's hanging on. And they're all tucked into huge corporations, so they're making lots of money on CSI and other stuff, and they're spreading it. But it's a political operation. NBC, by the way, NBC is widely described as the outlet that the CIA manages, you know, their talking points. If you think that way, after I tell you, now every time you see NBC News, think the CIA wants that story out, and it'll start to make sense. It's not Voice of America that runs propaganda for America into Eastern Europe now. It's NBC and CBS and CNN, and it's being run by the resources. By the way, there's a book out next week called Arabella by Scott Walter about one of these networks of money, of organizations that funnel money, and it has the Zuckerbucks in there and all this stuff. There's vast money. And the intelligence apparatus is deciding who's the winners and losers in lots of ways, right? So they're saying, you know, we can kill off your competitors, and you can be the one ascending, and we'll make sure. That's going on all the time now, and has forever, but it's at the point now where they're doing this because they have to protect us. They have to protect us from this dictator-to-be who was in office for 4 years and wasn't much of a dictator, but here we go, and they're using all that rhetoric to do that, and they will, they'll use every tool they've got now down the stretch, and including voter fraud. By the way, we don't, Johnny, we'll come back to you on that. I mean, it's
well,
coming.
Making,
the question is,
listen, Eddie, they're making progress in terms of just evidence, simply evidence showing their shenanigans just of every type all over the country. I just don't know if they're going to make enough of a dent to change the outcome. But it's pretty horrific, some of the things that have come out as far as the voter fraud we've been yammering about. So hopefully that's going to make a difference.
I think, Johnny, your point that the public is so aware now that they're going to want to change, I kind of agree with that. But, you know, now the articles are floating around, again, NBC and others, that they're prepping for if there's a Trump administration, how to cripple the presidency with a series of lawsuits and a series of, I'm sure, generated scandals by all those folks. Remember, we lost about 18 months of Trump's first term because of the Russia hoax, where everybody was tied up and every member of the senior staff of the White House was paying for their own lawyer to go up and have to deal with the Mueller investigation. Lord knows what they'll do. And remember, they'll do it on the way out the door. Obama did it in the last days. He did it, and that jammed up Mike Flynn and led to the rest of it. So, you know, watch for the December appointment of a special counsel to look into X that becomes the vehicle for Senator Schiff. Senator Adam Schiff, he will be sworn in to lead the charge and lie on TV every night and make life miserable. So they can win by losing, by the way. They can win by losing.
Even though it was the safest and most secure election in U.S. history.
Thank you for getting that in, Stevie.
A disclaimer. Otherwise, we would be kicked off YouTube immediately. Okay, so finally, before I let you go, I think NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all of those, they want Trump. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. That's where the ratings come. They get 2.5 million people watching Rachel Maddow when there's a Donald Trump presidency. This is cash, man. So whatever they're doing, they need Trump for their cash.
I actually think the characters involved, none of us that you see do, they really kind of need him, or they've got nothing. So, but the people behind it don't want him because they've got other plans. But anyway, yeah, it's all very complicated.
I think that's right, Stevie J, and that's I think that's good intuition, which is, you know, more right than wrong. The question is, does it matter? Right now, the Republican-led House in the last 6 days passed, $1.2 trillion. They funded every aspect of Planned Parenthood, all the abortion, all the transgender, all the crazy stuff. At a certain point, the Uniparty is having their meetings. I don't know what that means, but they're saying, let's see if these guys want to really fight about all this stuff. Who cares? We'll get if we get Donald Trump in office, we'll get just enough leverage in the Senate. They won't defund any of this stuff. We'll still pour billions of dollars into the defense industry. We'll still send trillions of dollars to higher education in this country for research and everything else. No one's going to stop that. So I think you're probably right in terms of the media. I don't know if they can trust Trump he's such a wild card to them. You know, he now knows who they are. I think they may be afraid of that, the powers that be.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. It's risky.
Yeah, right.
But how can there legitimately be a second term for Donald Trump when we know what's coming and how everything will be leaked on steroids? Everybody will be rushing to sue. Can he run an effective second term, Johnny?
I think that's irrelevant. You don't get intimidated and cowed down to bow down to what they're trying to do. That's our best shot. That's all we got.
Yeah.
And so I think that you got to go with it and see what the power of the presidency really is. Because as Eddie said, he kind of knows a lot more now. And I don't know. Eddie, what do you think about that question?
First of all, I think you have to be optimistic, like Johnny just said. But I actually think that there's a real chance to see some dramatic changes. I do. And I think people would say he won't be able to get good people. That's just stupid. I mean, you know, maybe he won't get the flashy names, you know. There's plenty of talented people that would love to be the number two or three guy at the Department of Justice and have a vision. The question is whether you can get a vision going that is how we can make this whole nation more exciting and wonderful for more people. And I look, if there's ever been somebody who's got the skill set, sales, toughness, you know, kind of knowledge now, it's Donald Trump. I mean, if you run a movie, he's the perfect, he's like the flawed hero that's come back from the dead, for goodness sakes. I mean, they were talking about sending him to jail, and this week, guys, he just made $3.5 billion by starting True Social. They knocked him off of Facebook and Twitter, and everyone said, his voice is gone. And he said, okay, I'll just start my own. I tried to explain to my son, and my son said, Dad, he made $3.5 billion. I said, yeah. He said, is he just lucky? And I said, I don't know. After a whole lifetime of this, it's hard to know. I mean, you either got to deal with the devil or deal with the Lord. But my point is, if the vision is there, I think America's, as Johnny's taught us, is Americans are ready for something good. And it'll be the sesquicentennial during his time, 250 years. There'll be a way, I think, that he can say, look, we're all flawed. We're all imperfect at our things, but let's go forward. I'm optimistic that that's something that could be a golden age. I really am.
And, Stevie, I got to tell you, some of the people that will be happy to serve, take Secretary of Defense Eddie Martin, for example.
I want to be chief of staff to the president. I'm going to get Johnny to be the head of the patent office. The patent office is being threatened. Hey, Johnny, I'm serious. The patent office is being threatened by the same stupid big government bastards, Obama people, trying to take away your right to invent. The whole America's greatness is our patent system. People don't realize it's not free market. It's the patent system that gives you the right to take what you invented and make a great living. And they're trying to take that away.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's the engine. And they're trying to take it away. And it's a coalition of Obama lunatics and the big tech bastards who say, oh, watch, we'll just buy up our opposition every time we have to. And then we'll squash their patents if they won't sell to us. So I'm going to put you up for that spot.
Those boys you're talking about made their money on patents.
Yeah,
they protected themselves long enough to get to the top.
It's the oldest trick in the world. I mean, you know, it's like the Rockefellers and the Carnegies all started out hustling, and then they realized, let's just pay for the monopoly. It works a little better. So, Johnny, you got a lot of work to do, but I'm proud of you. I'm glad you accepted the appointment. I'll let the president know. By the way, it's a big pay cut. It's a big pay cut from whatever you're doing now.
And how can people find you?
If you know, phyllisschlafly.com and on X at Eagle Ed Martin. And we'll have a nice message out for Easter, guys, by late tonight over at phyllisschlafly.com. Phyllis was a great Christian lady, and we remember her. She's coming up on her 100th birthday anniversary this summer. We've got a big celebration, but we'll be thinking about Easter and thanking God that no matter how smart we think we are every Wednesday, he is risen, and hallelujah all around.
Hallelujah. I agree. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hey, Johnny, have fun in Orlando. Thank you, Ed.
All
right. Thank
you.
Appreciate it. Both of you.
Get another wand. Going to get another wand.
Go get a wand. $70 wand.
That's right.
ESPN 93.5, 728. The news, weather, sports, all coming up.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
More tech cutbacks. GoPro is cutting its total workforce by 4%. The wearable camera company isn't saying how many people are being let go. Its business has been slowing for about a year and a half. It's expected to launch several new products to revive demand. Rent the Runway's stock price has been sliding to under $1 a share, and now it's planning a 1-for-20 stock split to hold on to its listing on the NASDAQ. The fashion subscription company is not making a profit and has been cutting corporate staff. The stock split's planned for April 2nd. General Motors and Ford are planning to redirect their shipments to other East Coast ports because of the bridge collapse there, though they say the impact should be minimal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my 4-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at FoxBusinessPodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Federal investigators have collected the data recorder from the ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Divers are looking for six bodies.
Investigations into what happened aboard the cargo ship Dolly are in progress. The mayday call from its crew is credited with saving lives.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic. Just make sure no one's on the bridge right now.
Those six victims were part of a construction crew working on the bridge early Tuesday when the ship smashed into the bridge, destroying it.
Fox's Evan Brown. There's one big Mega Millions lottery winner, a ticket sold in New Jersey for the $1.1 billion jackpot.
It's the fifth largest prize in the history of the game. If the winner opts for the lump sum, they'd get over $537 million before taxes. The jackpot winner overcoming the odds of 1 in 302 million. There were 13 second prize winners, each winning $1 million.
Fox's Chris DeMeo, America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, a pair of police presences in Urbana and Rantoul have been linked to federal law enforcement activity. Police and FBI agents spotted at Birdie and Fairway Drives in Rantoul yesterday morning. Public information officers from both federal agencies confirming law enforcement presences were due to a joint enforcement operation in the Champaign-Urbana area. For the first time, a woman filling the role of deputy chief of police in Mahomet, Sergeant Rebecca Goodwin, started her duties in the position Monday. She has served as Mahomet Police Department and protected the Mahomet community for nearly 20 years, beginning in 2006. In 2020, Goodwin promoted to the rank of sergeant. Latest data shows gas prices across Champaign County have increased over the past week. Gas Buddy found the average price in Champaign County, $3.63 a gallon, a jump of 19 cents the previous week. That's 36 cents higher than a month ago at about the same price compared to a year ago. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. We check our weather with our meteorologist, Greg Solier, here on this chilly Wednesday, March 27th.
Yes.
Good guess.
And they're taking sign up at the Urbana Park District, bringing on your weather forecast for the Office Superfan Trivia, Stevie. Friday night, April 12th, from 6 to 8 at the Phillips Recreation Center.
We'd be pretty good at that one.
I know. Yeah. Get the Catchetarian family in on that.
Yeah.
Today, after 6:30, the free ukulele jam. Find out more at urbanaparks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Bend this Saturday, kind of a cool spell of weather heading through the middle part of the week. A nice recovery and into the start of the Easter holiday weekend. There'll be a bit of rain from time to time. Widespread rains early next week will mark the arrival of some chillier days, but drier days mid to late next week. Becoming partly sunny as the day wears on for the day today, up to 47, a gusty westerly wind. Mostly clear tonight and cold, some areas of frost and freeze, low down to 28 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as chilly, up to 57 in the afternoon on a developing west-southwesterly wind. Partly sunny, milder. Good Friday high is 64. Up near 70 on Saturday with a shower chance early and again late. Maybe a little rain late in the day on Easter Sunday. Variably cloudy skies and a bit cooler at 62. Back into the upper 60s with showers and thunderstorms Monday. High temperatures with some sunshine returning Tuesday and Wednesday next week in the mid and upper 50s. We'll move into, again, a cool but drier spell of weather mid to late next week. For TVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
All right, it is Wednesday morning. We're going to have a lot of fun with our barbecue smoke ace, who was number one in the world on brisket in a competition in Arkansas, national competition with all the big guys. Tim Onstott, Gail Frerichs Trucking Dedicated Diesels come down here. This is kind of to kick off baseball. It doesn't feel like baseball. But also to kind of celebrate the Sweet 16. So we're here, and we've heard so much about his competitions that we're going to watch him do a practice cook and be the beneficiaries of our staff.
Absolutely.
Getting to sample and kind
there of... There are, on occasion, perks to working at Stevie J. Broadcasting.
I'll take it.
Okay.
On occasion. Better than never.
Well, Ancient Aliens, for instance. We talked to Nick Pope yesterday, the UFO detective investigator, and free tickets to that when you text in Ancient Aliens. That's Friday at the Virginia Theater for that show.
If you want tickets that cost a lot, we've got some.
Right.
So stand by. All right, Dave Rumson, who's the Big Ten kind of host, Big Ten Television, and I think from Urbana. I think he's from Urbana.
Nice.
Anyway, he had Brad Underwood on yesterday.
Okay.
One of the things that I think is really cool about you as a coach is how much you've adapted. And I would just say that this team, the way you play offensively and the way you play defensively, bears almost no resemblance to when you got there. There was a great article in The Athletic yesterday talking about Jay Wright and how he had given you some advice during the course of this year that caused you to alter a little bit of how you're playing this year, mid-year. Like, fill people in on that and kind of your philosophy of being willing to adapt your style, because I do think it's unusual.
I think it was after the Tennessee game. Jay Wright was a national championship basketball coach at Villanova.
Okay.
And so he was doing the game, and he and Brad had dinner afterwards.
Okay.
And he purportedly said, you're so close. You got to let him go.
Right.
And so here's what Brad said to Dave's question.
Yeah, I don't want to be stubborn. I want to do what's best for the players that we have. And sometimes it requires change. And you know, we were turning the ball over. We knew we had a really good player in Marcus Demosque who was kind of floundering about 8-9 points a game, and we needed to open the court with Terrence a little more and do some different things. And we found a way. And I mean, you know, I say it all the time. We start five power forwards and we needed to find a way to make that work. And lo and behold, we got the number one offense in the country. And it's just putting guys in positions to
You're number one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's just finding guys, finding a way to play that suits the personnel you have. And me kind of trying to figure that out and get out of my own way sometimes and not overcomplicate things.
Yeah.
We are 28-8.
Okay.
28 wins is the third most ever at the University of Illinois.
Okay.
This has turned out to be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we knew that, it, like it or not, it depended on whether we made the second weekend. Well, now we made the second weekend.
Yes.
And
Sweet
it's like,
16.
All right, so Iowa State. Okay, they're real good. They're obviously very good. But we are too.
Yes.
Good news. They're the number one defense. And we're the number one offense.
Yes. This should be an awesome game. 9:09 tomorrow night.
Not UConn, not Houston, not Purdue. We are. We're number one.
By the way,
offense, and they're number one defense.
They're having a viewing party at the State Farm Center on the Jumbotron to watch the women at 6:30 against Tulsa.
Wow.
And then they'll go into seeing the guys at 9:09.
How much does that cost?
Free. Free parking. First 650 fans, free hot dogs.
Is everybody out of school Friday because of Good Friday? Is that? I'm serious.
No.
I think that's a thing.
Is that right?
I think somebody can text in on the Fisher National Bank text line, 217-359-2255.
Oh,
is it Easter Friday?
Okay.
I don't know.
And there used to be kind of an Easter Monday.
I think it's either or. Anyway, if you don't have kids in the schools, you just absolutely lose track.
Embrace this chapter, though, for sure. And if you are able to keep the kids and you know, go to the State Farm Center and watch with a bunch of fans, just like they do during the games, they're going to have trivia and half-court shots these different promotions going on.
What about snacks?
Well, the first 650 people get a free hot dog. They said the concession stands open.
So they got concessions
open.
Yes. Okay. Can you bring potato chips?
They said they'll have the same clear bag policy.
Okay, same thing.
So however that works. Right.
So, okay, so that's fun. So that means it would theoretically show shots of us cheering.
Right.
As we beat Iowa State. Uh-huh. It was obviously the incredible if you beat Iowa State. They beat Houston, who I'm thinking is real good. They beat them twice.
Right.
So anyway, we'll take them on, and it's a late one, 9:10 Central. That's if the first game ends on time.
Right.
Could be 10:30 Eastern time by the time that thing starts. Uh-huh. So it doesn't matter. The guys will be ready.
Go Illini.
Coach will have a power nap because he said he's normally in bed 2 hours by then.
Yeah.
But no, it's just one of those deals where we all know it. You know what you're feeling. You know what you're thinking. Well, we can beat anybody. And that's a cool feeling.
It is.
It's not like, oh gosh, we have to have this happen and get that guy there. And that we're very good, and that's exciting. So nobody really, obviously nobody, Illinois fan, wants us to end. You want to keep going. And if you were to beat Iowa State and probably take on UConn, they play San Diego State, which is a replay of the national championship game last year. If everybody forgot, San Diego State was in the title game. So maybe San Diego State's got some tricks at their bat, and they'd be better to play than UConn. UConn's kind of the beast. They know how to do this. They did it last year. So they're the national champion until they're not. So they're still the current national champion.
Right.
So they're the team to beat, and they've got, you know, intimidating players, and they're very good. But what the heck? That'd be for the Final Four game. And one time, one game, we totally can beat UConn.
Absolutely.
I think we got, you know, two quick fouls on somebody's bat. I mean, those kinds of things. Oh, went off his toe. That kind of those kind of small issue-y things at the end of the game are all that makes a difference. Ball went off his finger, but the replay didn't, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay, getting some texts in. Unit 4 is out. Muhammad Seymour is out. It's called a board-approved holiday. It's not called Easter. Fisher schools are off Friday for Good Friday. So you're right, Stevie.
Schools are off.
Wow.
I thought so.
Why not?
It's great for the kids getting to watch the Illini.
Absolutely.
So you sleep in and you can enjoy the ball game because, you know, there's plenty of 14-year-olds who are going to watch the whole game. And then they're going to be jacked either sad or happy. And then it's going to be hard to go to sleep.
Absolutely.
So it's for all of us that work on Friday. We'll deal with it because we're adults.
There's another one from Cindy. Kids are off Friday. So thank you for listening and keeping us in the loop at 359-2255.
Because you can clearly get out of the loop when you don't have kids.
Absolutely.
You don't know anything about homecoming, prom, the parade, or anything.
Right.
Okay. Shauna Green's got a game. And again, as you said, that'll be on the jumbo screen tomorrow.
Uh-huh. 6:30 against Tulsa.
Yeah. And Shauna says don't go to sleep on Tulsa.
Yeah, no, they're a really good team. They shoot a lot of threes. They're averaging 9 mades a game, and they play really, really fast in transition. So another thing is hard to match up with them because they play pretty much a 5-out, and they're cutting. They try to spread you. They're a really, really good team, and they're really good at home. They've only lost one game on their home court. So we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah, sure, we do. We're third game of this tournament, so glad the Illini women, 16-15. So good to go, Shauna Green.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when we play Iowa State and they're the number one defense, we're the number one offense, would you rather have the number one offense or the number one defense?
Offense.
Okay.
Get the points.
Brad Underwood says defense wins championships.
Oh.
Offense wins games.
Okay.
So if we early in the season, we had a defense where everyone's going, good defense. And then it kind of faded. And so they say the term is score the ball. We really can score the ball in the NCAA. That seems to be absolutely a necessity. And if we score the ball, theoretically, Iowa State won't be able to keep up with the scoring that we produce. However, they turn the ball over on people. If they steal my ball and go down for dunks, therein lies the problem. I'm going to say if we can have 10 or fewer turnovers, we're in good shape. If we go above that, 10, 12, 14, 16, then I think it's Iowa State's game to win. We have got to take care of it, and they're going to get after it. Remember the end of the Penn State game when we felt really uncomfortable as to who could get the ball up the court?
Yeah.
I think we got that. I think that's what it might look like. They're going to pressure the heck out of us.
Yeah.
So we're going to just have to be...
Not even throwing it in can be a challenge
sometimes.
I know.
Listen, so if we're starting five power forwards, then you got to have somebody we can trust with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We trust Marcus and certainly Ty, but again, these are 6'2", enormously quick guards.
Yes.
So it's a different deal. We're taller, but can we control the ball and not give it away? I think that's a huge deal. And then we got to just cream them on the rebounds, and we should do that. We ought to get some offensive rebounds. We should control the boards. And if we play five out, and we have, that means everybody on the perimeter, they're big, thunky guys that kind of push people around. We'll have to move out to guard Coleman and Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
They won't have to guard Ty Rogers, so that's a consideration how to deal with that. Anyway, it's on we go. It's 7:46. Your rest of the sports headlines.
NIT yesterday had Georgia beating Ohio State. And as far as the women go, of course, we're seeing Iowa and Caitlin Clark and all of that. But there's been some pushback of her arguing the fouls and, you know, not being very pleasant to work with on the court.
I mean, I don't know. I just, she's going to get the benefit of the doubt, and everybody knows it. Michael Jordan did.
Yes.
The big players, LeBron does. I mean, you just kind of do, and she's LeBron.
Right.
In the women's game, she's certainly LeBron James from the standpoint of recognizable and impact. This woman has changed the woman's game.
Well, and welcome to this day and age of being able to seize a clip of 3 seconds of you, you know, mumbling something under your breath, and all of a sudden it's trending, and everybody's hitting that. But
she's aware enough to understand all of that.
Right.
She's part of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
She just has to decide what she wants to be known for, a complainer or a player.
That's right.
And people don't like namby-pamby on every call.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to get a bad call. We all get bad calls in life. How you deal with it, right?
Right.
You can moan and... Yeah.
Right.
But how do you want to be known? And she doesn't want to be... Still time to correct that, too. She's got a long pro career.
Mm-hmm.
Just play ball and complain when it's bad. Occasionally is fine.
Yep.
But, boy, every time... Shaking your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a good luck.
Northern Iowa beat Illinois women's softball 9-0 yesterday, 12-16 on the season. Illinois baseball 11-3 winners over Missouri in that bragging rights game. Number 21, Illinois golf, winning the Duck Invitational yesterday in Oregon. Coming from behind, Jackson Buchanan with a great round. So go Illini when it comes to all of that. Of course, we just went over the Tulsa game for the women tomorrow at 6:30, and then the guys against Iowa State at 9:09, and the contest, trivia, concessions, all happening at the State Farm Center, in case you'd like to enjoy the free parking and free admission to take that in. Pacers and Bulls at 7 o'clock tonight. Blackhawks over the Calgary Flames 3-1 yesterday. That's essentially sports. You know, baseball starts tomorrow, Stevie. I feel like Major League Baseball and starting the season has been kind of overshadowed by our Illini.
Well, around here it has. Now, mm-hmm. Remember, there's only 16 markets that care anymore.
Okay.
16 markets. That's why ESPN National is not talking a lot about the mm-hmm. tournament. But there are only 16 teams left. And after this weekend, there'll be four, and they'll be very casual.
Yes.
Except for those four. But what about the Orange and Blue Golf Course and Mike Wallner out there? Huh?
Yes.
Come on.
Orange and Blue Golf Courses in Savoy is your place for golf in the Champaign-Urbana area. Saying go Illini, let's beat Iowa State Thursday night after 9 in Boston. Sweet 16, baby. Tee times, rates, outings, and employment opportunities are all found at uofigolf.com. You'll love the friendly staff at the Orange and Blue Courses near Willard Airport. Go Illini!
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Don't miss out when each
Ancient Aliens Live lands in a town near you. The Out of This World Tour continues with 15 new dates announced across the country. Hear from the experts of Ancient Aliens live and in person.
All of you are on this journey with all of us together.
Get your tickets now at AncientAliensLiveTour.com.
Ancient Aliens Live, Project Earth, lands in the Virginia Theater Friday, March 29th. Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org.
You can get an assessment on your copying needs with Watts Copy Systems. Just call them at 352-0428. Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. All right, 7:50.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Saturday. Next couple of days, fairly quiet with a nice recovery on temperatures by the time we get to Good Friday. Expectations of a little rain over the course of the Easter holiday weekend as well, particularly Saturday in a few spots and late Sunday. I think Sunday morning itself ought to be in good shape. Another warm up here early next week, another cool down mid next week, and perhaps a pattern shift into some chillier but drier days ahead mid to late next week as well. Becoming partly sunny later on this morning and more so this afternoon up to 47. Gusty westerly wind, clear tonight down to 28. Tomorrow mostly sunny, not as chilly, the high around 57. Out of west southwesterly wind for the afternoon. A few clouds, lows in the upper 30s tomorrow night. Partly sunny, powder for the day on Friday. Good Friday high about 64. Saturday partly sunny, mild, maybe a little rain early and late in the day with a high temperature close to 70. Easter Sunday, a shower chance late up to 62. Showers and thunderstorms Monday in the 60s will cool back into the mid to upper 50s next Tuesday and Wednesday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What does the Apple Dumplin' restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumplin' serves up homemade favorites. Fried chicken, sandwiches, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumplin' with a scoop of ice cream, perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumplin' restaurant, open Tuesdays through Saturdays with a lunch buffet on Sundays. On High Cross Road in Urbana, you can look up the Apple Dumplin' on Facebook.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank, exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team.
So, Luke, you're what, about 6'7"?
Yeah, why?
Because size matters in basketball and video.
I know it's easier to shoot over a smaller guy.
And it's easier to see every detail on the biggest screen. That's why we brought in Sony's 98-inch Bravia. Unbelievable TV for gaming and sports.
That's not taller than me, though, is it?
No, but it's 8 inches wider than you are high. It is large and in charge.
All right, so it's big. Does it lose something blown up that size?
Nope. The Sony Cognitive Processor delivers wide dynamic contrast, billions of natural colors, and high peak brightness all the way to the corners over 8 feet apart.
So all that means is it's expensive, right?
$69.99 isn't cheap, but it's less than a good projector and screen, and it works in bright rooms.
So how much am I getting paid for this commercial again?
Well, not that much, Luke, but with your good credit, it's under $650 a month with 0%. including tax and installation by Good Vibes experts.
Yeah, 98-inch screen.
Man.
Oh, by the way, Luke Goody is on today.
Oh, good. Thanks to Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing and First Federal Savings Bank and Max Twin City Recycling.
Maybe.
Oh.
You know what? Every minute of their day is planned. So we don't... We think he's on.
Well, that's the tricky part of this NIL for these college students. They're getting in their practices and they're trying to study, and especially Luke, and managed to get his degree in finance from Geese College of Business.
Yeah, he's
how did he do all?
He is. I'm very kind of facetious about student athlete anymore, but he truly is.
Right,
that guy is a student athlete from the standpoint he's really going getting a really worthwhile degree. Not that everybody doesn't, but I don't. Geese College of Business is a little higher level for most athletes.
That's right.
D1 athletes, it's just hard because you're so into your sport and you have so many hours committed there to get through a tough discipline is pretty impressive. And Luke did it in 3 years. So anyway, we're scheduled at 4:05 today with Luke Goody, with Lonte and Kyle Tosk during our smoke-off practice.
Smoke
with Tim Onstott from Gale Ferex Trucking. And Dedicated Diesel. I think Gale Ferex might come and he might bring me a Dixie Chopper.
Okay.
Those are the fastest lawnmowers in the world.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I wonder if I need a helmet if I drive that. anyway, we're having fun here at the station, kind of kicking off baseball. Cardinals open tomorrow at Chavez Ravine, home of the L.A. Dodgers.
Yes.
Most expensive baseball
team.
Just
after 3, you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5.
Best team money can buy. I'm a little salty.
Right.
They have, of course, I don't know. The whole Shohei Ohtani, is anybody following that?
With the
interpreter
and the betting.
Money, or no, his friend, he Shohei's his friend, so he covered the 4.5,
right.
And then the story changed completely.
But maybe not.
The next day.
Right.
And his name was on the wire. What was that?
Mm.
So I don't. The only thing I am leery of is I don't think bookies, legal and illegal, let you float to $4.5 million.
I know.
They don't let you do that because they know they won't get paid. So you're dealing with some. Now, maybe the guy said, Shohei's got my back. But would you trust that?
Right.
I mean, these guys don't like losing.
I know that.
In the old days of the... organized crime involved in Vegas. I once interviewed a guy who said that the way they dealt with people in casinos that tried to cheat them, they take them for a helicopter ride.
Oh.
Hmm.
And then the concrete boots, they get over a lake or
something? No lake, just desert.
Okay.
And no concrete boots needed.
Okay.
Anyway, it's the fact that that was $4.5 million line or whatever,
right.
I don't think that's... So that's the thing that raises eyebrows. I don't know. Shohei says, I didn't do it. Okay.
Right, right.
But baseball's freaking out. It's their LeBron James.
I mean,
you can't have this.
I know.
Any way, shape, or form. So now they've thrown the guy under the bus big time. I mean, he's
Stole
from me.
Right. There's a new interpreter.
How does the interpreter have the bank accounts?
I know.
You don't do that.
But
do you,
if they went back 7 years
how many
before
people
he really
in your life
big,
can get money out of your account, Diane? Anybody?
I mean, my husband.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're not giving it to a friend because you're nice.
Right.
You don't. You just don't do that.
That's right.
And so Shohei doesn't give it to his interpreter. Now, here's my numbers. Just go ahead and grab it.
Right.
How does he have access? And it, well, lots of questions there.
Sure
maybe
are.
Maybe that'll be a distraction for the Cardinals to get a win. I'm taking officially now 3 wins, 4 losses, the first 7 is a big deal if the Cardinals could get that done.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hard it's going to be in L.A. I mean, they're having Shohei Ohtani Day and all these that.
Oh, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Salty.
I didn't realize he was 6'4".
He's a wonderful player.
Wow.
He's the best baseball player in the
Showtime.
World.
Showtime.
And he can pitch. After this year, he'll be pitching
That's
again.
That's right.
All right, we've got the news coming up next. Another hour of exciting radio. Stand by.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for